Okay, today we're Bez Hashem continuing in the first parak of Maseches Challah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav continues to talk about which types of doughs and breads and cakes are chayiv and challah, and which are patur and challah. So hami'isa beishamei protein beisil mechayvin, hachalita beishamei mechayvin beisil potrin. So mi'isa and chalita are very similar to each other in that they both involve a dough that's made by mixing hot water with flour and then baking it like a regular dough. The only difference between mi'isa and chalita is that mi'isa is made by pouring the flour into the hot water, whereas chalita is made by pouring the hot water into the flour. So it seems a little bit odd, meaning so obviously there is a bishul that's taking place in advance of the baking. So it sounds like the machlokas is whether the fact that there's a bishul that happens first at the very mixing of the water and the flour exempts it from a chiyuv challah, and that's the machlokas b'sham b'silo. Problem with that is that then they should be consistent. Then both by mi'isa and chalita, b'shamay should say the same thing, and b'silo should say the same thing. But they flip in their shittos. So that's what the Bartanura points out, that the Gemara already discusses this issue and why it is that they flip their shittos. And the Gemara explains that really they don't flip their shittos. That it's trei tanoi ninu, that these are two different shittos. And Tanoim Alibud Beshamay and Besilel, Omisha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, the one that one Tana thought that Miisa Vuhua Din Khalita Beshamay Patrus and Basil is Mikhaev, and the other one thought Khalita Vuhua Din Miisa Beshamay is Mikhaev and Basil Patrus, because there's no reason whatsoever to distinguish between them. The Mishnah Rishonah points out, what do you mean there's no reason to distinguish between them? Isn't this, couldn't one have argued that what they're discussing and what they're arguing about is whether ila agavar o tasa agavar, meaning when you have something hot being poured into something cold, do we assume that that is cooking because ila agavar, or do we assume that it's not cooking because the cold overpowers the hot, that which is tasa, that which is on the bottom, overpowers that which is on the top? And maybe that's the chuk, because one of these cases is pouring hot water into flour, the other is pouring cold flour into hot water. So the Mishnah Rishonah says that can't be the machlokas, because then everyone would be agreeing with the premise that if it's cooked and then baked, that it is not chayiv and challah. But we had an earlier Mishnah that actually told us that in such a case something would be chayiv and challah, and therefore that can't be the premise, that can't be the assumption that we're working with over here. Mishnah goes on, chalos toda urik Kike Nazir, if a person prepared the chalos that he needs for the carbon toda, the wafers he needs for a carbon at the end of his nazirus period, so in all those cases where you're making these doughs, these breads for carbonos, sa'asana atma, if it's for your own carbon toda, your own carbon of nazirus pater, it's going to be pater from chala, because you made this dough in order to be mekadishit, and the pasuk says chala is only a chiyuv on ariso sechem, but not on Isa's Hegdish, not on a dough that is Hegdish, only on a dough that is your own dough. And since you're making it for the purpose of bringing it as a karban, you're going to be pater from challah, but limkor b'shuk chayiv. But if you make it in order to sell it in the shuk, you're going to be chayiv. And the reason why you're going to be chayiv is, even though you're trying to sell it to people who need these karbanos, you need to use it as karbanos, but since you don't know if there's going to be a demand for it in the market that day, so you think to yourself, Mazvinina, says the Bartanur, if I'm able to sell it, I'll sell it. And if I'm not able to sell it, so then I'll eat it. It will just be my own lunch. So that might still qualify as Ariso Sechem. Then the Mefarshim struggled. The Tosianta says, Lo Yadati Tamlu Davar Lama Kari L'Shal Toda Chalus L'Shal Nazir Rekikim. Why is it that the loaves that go with the carbon toda are referred to as Chalos, and those that go with the carbon Nazir are referred to as Rekikim? Havli Lama Chalos Rekikim Toda V'Nazir. Both the carbon toda and the carbon of nazirus both have both chalos and rikikin. So that's a good catch that the Toz Yom Tov works on. He has a little bit of a yishuv to that kasha, but anyway, just worth mentioning that kasha. Okay, Mishnah Zayin now. So the Mishnah tells us, Nachdom Sha'asa Sa'or L'Chalik, if a baker made a sourdough. Sa'ar means a sourdough that helps things rise. So he made a sourdough in order to divide it into very tiny pieces and to sell each tiny piece as a starter for other people. So chayiv b'challah, it's going to be chayiv and challah, because he knows that he might not be able to sell the sourdough, and if that's the case, he's going to keep it as one big dough and he's going to bake it as one big bread. It's going to be all for himself. So nashim shnasun lenachtam lasos dan sa'ar. But if a number of women got together and they each contributed a little bit of flour for the baker to make a sourdough for them, but the understanding is that he's going to have to divide it up and return their portion to them. So main b'shalachs min kashir, if none of them individually have a shir that's chayiv and challah, then petura min challah, then it's going to be pater from challah, because it is clear that it is kedei l'chalek, that it has to be divided up later, that it's not meant to be kept. So if it's going to be therefore it's going to be pater from challah. Now the Mishnah Rishona points out mashma shemakonim mezumanim v'rotzum likach miyad petura afal pishadayin b'shas gilgul lo nimkra. He says, well, wait a second. In the first case where he's planning on selling it, so he said that it's going to be chayiv and challah, because what happens if he can't sell it? So he's just going to bring it back home and eat it all himself. So what if the market is flooded with people who are looking to buy, and people are placing orders in advance? They're ordering it and they're asking you for it. It's just that they haven't contributed their flour for it, but they're going to buy it when you make this big sourdough. So the implication is that in that case it would be potter. So the Mishnah Rishona says that maybe that it would not be potter, because once it was not chayiv at the shas gilgul, since it was not sold at the shas gilgul, it becomes chayiv, and once it becomes chayiv, that chiyuv is not paka, that chiyuv does not go away. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we learned that if you have some sort of mixture of hot water and flour, there are two versions of the machlokes b'sham b'silah, whether you're chayiv or potter, because it's cooked first and then baked. And we learned that if you have breads that are made for karbanos, so if it's for your own karbanos, then you're potter, because it's not ariso sechem, but if you plan on selling it, it's going to be chayiv, because you might end up not being able to sell it and taking it home for yourself. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if a baker makes a sourdough in order to divide it and sell little pieces of it, it's still going to be chayiv and challah, because he might not find people to buy it, and it's all going to belong to him, so it's still going to be one big dough. But if a number of women contribute small amounts of flour for him to make a sourdough, as long as none of them individually have a shir challah, it's going to be pater from challah, because he can't keep it for himself. He's going to have to distribute it to the women who each contributed. Okay, Beth Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches.